Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me. This is Natasha L. Brown, host of My New Peace Radio. I am so excited that you're joining me. We have an interesting topic. I posted something on social media on yesterday about aging, and we definitely want to get in. No matter what your age is, you have something to say about this particular topic. And let me read my disclaimer. This is an informational session. I am not a medical professional. This broadcast is used to assist you in starting and maintaining your holistic journey in the right direction and keeping you on path. As always, keep in mind that if you have an emergency, to dial 911. And if you have a medical concern, please contact your primary care physician. As I said, I am Natasha L. Brown, your host, healing evangelist, and holistic advocate. I educate women on how to reverse disease in the body by creating a self-healing machine, or actually just utilizing what we already have and making that self-healing machine work in our favor. I am also an author of 4 self-empowerment books, and that information can be found on my website, which are in the link, natashalbrown.com or whathappentoyourlastmeal.com. And you can always join us here weekly. Every Tuesday we are live, and you can join us by going to mynewpeace.com. No matter where you're listening to this, mynewpeace.com. And some of our older broadcasts are on YouTube as well, Natasha L. Brown. So the truth on aging. Now, I posted on social media the myths on aging, and there are many myths that we believe. It makes me think of the things that we are told about pregnancy and birth, childbirth. You know, it depends on who you talk to. Sometimes you're going to get a horror story. Sometimes you will not. So it depends on everyone is different. Each birth is different. I have 3 children, and each birth was different. So it's very interesting to me what we will tell other people, because based on what we've experienced, as well as these are how superstitions get started. Someone told someone else, and someone else told someone else, and it's not always firsthand experience. So the truth on aging, you know, what do you think old age is? That has definitely changed, because many of what we would consider seniors, depending on where you go, 55 and older or 65 and older, they are a lot of times healthier than some of those that are younger, numerically. So depending on what your age is, not necessarily will dictate what your age is, right? Your numerical age has nothing to do with it. How have you been maintaining your body? Again, that's what our assignment here is on the broadcast. We are to get you on a holistic path so that you can live vibrantly on your journey. And many of us are doing what we've always done and not finding out what our individual body needs. So, number one, the myth is that depression and loneliness are normal for older adults. Now, what do you think? Do you think that's true or not? And you can still post your comments as well, because they mean something. They mean something to you. You know, do you need another perspective? Or are you experiencing that as an older adult, depending on what your age is, you are experiencing depression and loneliness? And two, is it being chemically induced, medication, situational? You know, there are many things that can come into that, but studies have shown that these feelings are not a normal part of aging. As we mature in our numerical age, there should be some form of wisdom. So with older adults, it can have many emotional benefits. With one of the people posted, you know, that being a senior has been a blessing to her, is a blessing. So long-lasting relationships come with aging. Also, you have family and lifetime memories to share with your children, your grandchildren. Depending on your age, you may even have great-grandchildren. So loneliness and depression are not something that every older adult will experience. So that is one of the myths that we are dispelling today. And again, make sure you post in the comments, what are you experiencing? Because everyone's experience is going to be different. And we definitely want to hear what you think, and maybe some myths that I may not go over, What have you heard is a myth about aging, and you found out it wasn't true as you got to that particular age? So keep that in mind. The second myth is that the older you get, the less sleep you need, which we definitely know is not true, because that is something I definitely talk about in every broadcast, how important sleep is, knowing your sleep number, making sure that your bedroom is conducive for sleep. So older adults need the same amount of sleep as all adults, 7 to 9 hours, and I usually say 6 or more. So depending on the body and your situation. So 6 or more hours each night. Getting enough sleep keeps you healthy. It keeps you alert. Adequate sleep can also reduce the risk of falls, improve your overall mental well-being, and have many other benefits which studies have proved. So you can do the research yourself. Sleep is vital. You know, people will tell you they don't need a lot of sleep, and you have some people that are only sleeping 4 hours at a time, but what are they doing in between? You know, they may not be getting a lot of sleep. The quantity may not be the issue. It may be the quality. So if you are restfully sleeping at night, no matter how many hours, you can tell based on how you interact the next day, right? All right. So if you're just joining us, we are dispelling the myths on aging, so truth about aging. And even if your experience is different, just let us know in the comments. I'm Natasha L. Brown, host of My New Peace Radio. You can join us here by coming to mynewpeace.com. Each Tuesday we have a broadcast. Many of our previous broadcasts are here at mynewpeace.com, as well as on YouTube, Natasha L. Brown. So you can get it either way. Number 3, older adults can't learn new things. Who started that one? That makes no sense. If you have a brain, you can always learn something new, right? So older adults still have the ability to learn new things, create new memories, and improve their performance in a variety of skills, especially if you're retired. You have more time, right? While aging does often come with changes in thinking, many cognitive changes are positive, such as having more knowledge and wisdom and insight from a lifetime of experience. If you've learned anything, you can utilize that. Trying and learning new things may even improve your cognitive abilities. So that is definitely another myth that we are dispelling. So first one, depression and loneliness are normal in older adults. We found out that's not true. The older you get, the less sleep you need. That's not true, because if you have a body, no matter your age, there is a particular number. It may vary from year to year, but there is a particular number of hours of restful sleep you need each night. And number 3, older adults can't learn new things. We have dispelled that, because if you have a brain, you can use your lifetime of experience and wisdom to learn whatever you'd like. Number 4, older adults should take it easy and avoid exercise so they don't get injured. We definitely know that is not true, because the less exercise, the less movement, the less you are moving and utilizing every part of your being, the more likely you are to age, the less likely you are to be able to move freely, and the more likely you will be in a state of dis-ease or illness. So definitely, studies have shown that you have a lot more to gain by being active and a lot to lose by sitting too much, and that's for any age. Often inactivity is more to blame than age when older people lose the ability to do things on their own. Almost anyone at any age and with most health conditions can participate in some type of physical activity. So depending on what it is, and most good instructors, no matter what type of exercise class you're in, they're going to tell you to go at your own pace. They're going to tell you an alternative to a particular exercise. Unless it's a fast-paced situation, then they're just going to tell you to go at your own pace. But depending on the actual exercise class, everyone is going to work at their own pace, and there should be an alternative move for whatever you're working towards, right? All right, so number 5 is seniors aren't interested in sex. And I definitely got someone, and I am not sure how old she is, but I know she's older than 65. And she was saying that definitely is not true. unless you are dead, is what her quote was. And she responded to the post on social media. So what is being said, the University of Michigan National Poll on Healthy Aging showed that 65% of respondents aged 50 to 80 were interested in sex. 76% agree that sex is an important part of a romantic relationship at any age, and 40% indicated that they were still having active sex. So that definitely is a myth. The more the higher your age gets, the less sex you want. And definitely we know that's not true, because you have your STDs are at an all-time high for those that are in an older age group, because of the thought process, which is another myth, that they don't necessarily need protection because they can't get pregnant. But, hey, especially in senior homes, if you have a lot of active adults, what is going to happen? Just like they said, that older adults are still interested in sex, and that was based on a group of age 50 to 80. So it says a lot about what we believe, what we think, what we share with each other. So keep all of that in mind, because just like I said, with pregnancy, you know, depending on who you talk to, you'll be scared to have a baby, or it could have been someone's best experience in life, make you want to have 50 children. So it's all about what your perspective is. So we went over 5 different myths, and we dispel them. If you have some other ones, you can definitely comment. But number 1 was depression and loneliness are normal in older adults, which we found out is not true. Another myth, the 2, the older I get, the less sleep I need as an older adult, is definitely not true. Number 3, older adults can't learn new things. We know that is not true. Number 4, older adults should take it easy and avoid exercise so they don't get injured, which is not true. And number 5, seniors aren't interested in sex, which is not true, because we have studies to show what's going on sexually. Like I mentioned, the STD rate in certain STDs is higher in older adults. So no matter what your age is, what is it that you believe from year to year? Some people dread going into that zero, you know, whether it's 20, 30, 60, 50, whatever it is, they dread going into that next decade. But usually what begins to happen is at that halfway point of your current decade is when you begin to transition and change. So we have 4 to 5 years in that transition window where we are maturing and preparing for that next stage. And if you would talk to someone in the decade that you're getting ready to go into, at your halfway point, you can see how your body is beginning to change mentally, physically, spiritually, that you are growing, that you are moving in a direction where it takes different things to go to the next level. And what is always so interesting to me is we think we can do the same things from year to year. As our physical body changes, we have to work with that body. You know, what you used to eat may not work for you anymore, or you may have to eat it in a different form. The exercises you used to do may not work for you, or you may need something more strenuous. So individually, go based on what you know and who you've spoken to, and make sure you're getting more than one account of the next decade, because depending on who you speak to, if they've had a bad experience, like many people may say, this was their worst year. But then you have others that have thrived in this particular season and time. So depend on who you, just like with anything, know your source and make sure that you do your own personal research. Don't believe the myths. Don't believe that, you know, as you age, you have to have aches and pains. As you age, you're going to get slower. As you age, you're going to shrink. What is it that you're doing? If you're not moving, then, yes, you're going to have a lot of those physical ailments. If you're not doing something new and challenging yourself mentally, yes, you may slow down mentally. But there are so many things to do, especially if you are older and you are not working. There are too many activities. You have so many different senior locations that are housing seniors because of the fact that they had to downsize. So there is a lot to be gained as we mature in our age. And you don't have to age. It's a choice. It's aging and maturing. So we want to mature. So what is it that it will take to get our bodies in shape, to get our minds in shape, to have our emotions in a place where they should be so that we can be in a state of joy and bliss throughout these years. As we transition from decade to decade, there's always something better to be gained. So I appreciate you for joining us here on My New Peace Radio. I am Natasha L. Brown, host, healing evangelist, as well as a holistic advocate. And we are here each week on Tuesday to share with you holistic information and to give you a different perspective on many things that affect the total being. That's why we deal holistically. So remember that I love you. Self-love and self-compassion are your superpowers, and aging is a choice. So choose wisely. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great week.